Hello, thank you for holding. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Mr. Talley.
Great, great, sir. My name's Daniel Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. How you doing this Monday, sir?
All right, Daniel. How can I help you?
Yeah, so I jumped on the line to help you to go over pricing and program details for first page placement on Google for your business.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions for me aside from pricing before I jump into that?
Nope.
Okay.
Pricing.
So the way the rates work, sir, they're month-to-month, no contracts. We also make it a set flat rate, so meaning there's no, like, hidden fees. With the discounts applied, we're able to bring your monthly down. This would never go up on you to $299 a month.
Okay, so at $299 a month. Mm-hmm. What makes you guys different, or how? What's your approach to being on the first page as opposed to any other SEO campaign that's out there?
So our company has been around for 18 years. We're a Google Premier partner, so we're completely up to date with Google's algorithm to get you the best results. So the very first thing we do is we submit you out to 60 online directories just to boost your online presence. Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Apple, Amazon, Alexa, I mean, you name it, you're on it. On each one of those directories, we're making sure your information lines up and all your keyword phrases match. We target you for a total of 15 keyword phrases. Okay. Now, we do bundle in with our packages too, a social media advertising campaign. Are you familiar with Facebook and Instagram ads? Have you ever used or seen those before?
I've seen them, but I don't subscribe.
Okay. So I'll send you a text of one of my current clients' Facebook ads, okay? That way you could just see the type of work we do. And here's the timeline on this stuff, okay? So 7 to 10 days from starting up, you're submitted all across the internet, 60 directories total. Within 7 to 14 days of starting up, your social media ads will be live and your Google listing will be fully optimized. Now, this is just optimized. I'm not talking about first page placement yet, okay? For you to show on the first page of Google for all 15 keyword phrases we're targeting you for, the timeline we send you in writing is 30 to 45 days.
Okay, so with there only being so many spots available on Google on the first page,
mm-hmm.
how can you guys disseminate that? Because it's just, you know, that's a lot to offer. You're on the first page with everything that's out there. That, you know, everybody can't be on the first page.
100%.
It's not going to happen.
So we work with one company per industry in a targeted area because of the limited amount of space on the first page of Google. Now we have over 10,000 clients nationwide, including Canada as well, for multiple industries, you know. But in terms of, like, what you do in your area, you would be the only contractor we're working with within a 50-mile radius of you. Now, that doesn't mean when somebody does a search for, you know, remodeling contractor near me, bam, it's only going to be Unique Renovation showing up, you know. You will be mm-hmm. up there with competition as well. But what we're saying is, hey, we're going to get you in the game, right? People don't go past the first page of Google. So right now you have a 0% chance of getting that client. Unless they actually know your company name. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I'm going to do, okay, I see an email for you here. It's is it Marcin, did I say that right, at uniquerenovations.org?
Nope, that is not me.
That's not you. Okay, what's the best email address for you?
It's Kent, K-E-N-T, Talley, T-A-L-L-E-Y, at Unique, UNIQUE, Renovations, that's with an S, plural,
okay.
oftx.com.
Oftx.com, okay. Grab that too. Got it. So that's Kent, I think I missed something. K-E-N-T, right? And then was that Talley, T as in Tom? A as in Apple, L-L? Uh-huh.
E-Y.
Got it.
T-A-L-L-E-Y.
Okay. At Unique Renovations of TX.com?
That's correct.
Okay. So let me see here. Oh, there it goes. It said valid. That's weird. Okay. Maybe it's because I had a space or something. But what I'm doing, okay, I'm sending you an email titled Google and Facebook Marketing. This is going to have everything that we do in writing. And then it has, like, current client testimonials, our Google reviews, our Google Premier Partnership badge, all that good stuff to look at. So I'll give me one quick
question. But now, I will tell you this much, because in the past when I was dealing with Google Ads and SEO campaigns and optimizations and things like that, the address that I have that we utilize is Google does not allow us to use that. If Bing allows us to use it, Google does not allow us to use it. So we ended up having to use the home address, but then block out the home address to just say Fort Worth, which kind of messed up a lot of the Google stuff.
Let me run a scan. Give me one quick second here.
The 6731 Bridge Street is a valid address, but the Suite 110 is just, it's like a suite in the facility, not a standalone address, and Google wouldn't let me use it.
Got it. It came up
within a suite.
Right. No, I get exactly what you're saying. So it came up when I put the address in, but let me run a full scan on your company and see exactly what's going on.
It maps, but Google wouldn't let me use it. Bing let me use it. Google wouldn't let me use it.
One quick second here.
So I had to change it to my home address and then just not show the address on any of my listings.
Yeah, so you have the address showing pretty much everywhere except for Facebook. It's hidden.
Mm-hmm.
613. I see it on Bing. I see it on Yelp. I see it on MapQuest. You know, I see it all over the place. So our system, right? We're a Google Premier partner. If it doesn't allow us to use the address, it usually doesn't show up in our system. But let me ask, where did you have the Google listing pin verified at?
I mean, you mean like what, through what company or something like that?
No. I mean, was it in Fort Worth or was it a different area?
Yeah.
Okay, it was in Fort Worth. Okay. Give me one quick second here. Here it is. Okay. Yeah, I see what you're talking about. And you hid the address online. So what I'd recommend to you, because we need everything to match up, right, like I mentioned earlier, what we could do is we could re-pin verify you at that address. That we should be able to do the Suite 110. I mean, I'll have we have a guy that works on those all day. His name's James. Like, when they're complicated verifications, doesn't even seem complicated though when I plug it in. But what's it called? Or the other alternative is we switch everything over to the home address and then we just hide the address online all across the internet.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what we've had to do.
Okay, but it's not like that. So, like, on Bing, Yelp, local.com, MapQuest, right, like, all these different directories, you actually have that, the 6731 Bridge Street showing, right? So, what I'm saying...
Yeah, like I said, they allow it, but just Google just didn't allow it.
Right. And then Google, like, for their algorithm, right, they have these bots that crawl the internet scanning for your name, address, phone number, website, and content, right? And because they're seeing the address hidden on Facebook and Google... And then the address showing on all the other directories, it's making you not relevant per Google.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you're not relevant. I'm just saying that's
I understand. That's why I brought your attention.
No, smart. So I think alternative one, right? What we could do is we could re-pin verify you at that Bridge Street address. Okay. And then the second alternative, if you don't want to do that, if you don't want to go through re-pin verification. That's fine. We have a software where we could change everything in one spot and it will change it everywhere. Where we change it over to the home address and we just hide the address online. So it says Fort Worth, Texas, and the zip code. So what would you rather do?
I mean, that's probably what we end up having to do.
Okay. So let me ask you, since it's month to month, no contracts and all these services provided, Kent, to give you a much stronger online presence. I mean, I'm sure you'd love to give this a shot with us, right?
Yeah, since it's month to month, I try it.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you real quick, too, about your website. So I just tried to pull it up, the uniquerenovationsoftx.com, right? Is it currently down?
It was with GoDaddy, and we had some issues, and they switched over, and something happened to where I had to switch names, and the name was with the other provider, and I couldn't take the site. Some issue, it was just some algorithmic type stuff went on to the company that set it up for me, Thrive or something like that set it up for me, and then when I was no longer with them, it said it was on their system, and I couldn't take it.
Okay.
The name was mine, but the setup was theirs.
Okay, so you own it though, right? That domain, because I see it doesn't expire.
I own the domain.
2024. So okay.
Yeah.
So what we're gonna do, and we're gonna throw this in for you too at no additional charge, okay? Because we don't want to promote a blank website out there for you, right? We'll create you a custom Google compliant website, and what we're gonna do, we can use your same domain. We're going to walk you through how to add us on as manager to it. So you still own it. We just manage it. That way we could write the content on it for you. And I'll send you an example right now via text message of a like general contractor site in demo mode. Okay. And just keep in mind, this is just a demo. So,
I got you.
It's completely customizable. Like we'll make it look how you want it to look. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's coming to you right now. And let me see. Side note too on that. You just gotta make sure that you renew the domain, okay? When it expires, or else like it won't show because it wasn't.
I'm aware of it.
Okay, awesome. Just making sure. All right. So
yeah, I think I still got like 4 or 5 years or something like that.
Yeah, when I pulled it up, it said 2024. It expires January 29th. Just so you know, okay?
Oh, really? It's closer than I thought. I thought it was nothing to come up a couple of years.
Yeah, okay. So you got it on the 2018 is what it shows me. So you had it.
Oh, man, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's been 5 years already.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Time flies, brother.
I've been without it for 2 or 3 years then. Okay. What does that tell you? It hasn't slowed down anything.
Okay.
It hasn't slowed down anything.
Quality problems, you know, brother. You know? There's plenty of work.
Still a year without it. And the pandemic year was $2 million a year.
Oh, man.
You know, without the fight.
You know what I think happened with that? Everybody was at home and they're like, man, I need to fix this.
They're turning up stuff. Yes, they're turning up stuff. I did record breaking year.
Yeah, I was doing all kinds of honeydew projects, you know, like.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was.
For sure. Okay. What's the home address that you had the Google listing pin verified at?
6133 Forest Lane.
Forest Lane.
Yes, on my Lowe's card.
Got it. And that's in
Forest Lane.
76112.
That's it.
Okay. So what I'm gonna do? Okay, I'm gonna have them switch everything over, but we're gonna hide that address online. Okay.
Mhm.
So you don't have random people showing up over there. It's probably safer for them.
Yeah.
All right. And I got your domain, so uniquerenovationsoftx.com. We're going to have that created within 7 to 14 days for you, too, okay, at startup.
All right.
Let's see. Service radius. So like I mentioned earlier, we're able to do 50 miles max.
It's just radio is white, and the customer wants the color paint instead. So nothing. All right. Sounds like a little business, but guys, sorry about that.
Oh, you're good, brother. I'm just filling it in. I already saw 50 miles, so I already plugged that in for you. And I went ahead and attached the Facebook page so they have that as well. Services. So you're doing kitchens, bathrooms, room additions. Is that correct?
All that stuff. We build houses.
Got it. Okay, so home building on there.
It should be on there because I bought it here. Oh, you know what? I got the receipt just in case. Oh, you know what? I paid cash for that. That's why I bought the receipt. I'm sorry. Yeah, I paid cash for that. It should be on that receipt there. Yeah.
All right, so I'm putting in for the whole general contractor vertical, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me put that on.
Yeah,
bam.
Yeah, we do top to bottom roofs, everything, roofing.
Right, I got here accessory buildings, bathroom remodel, deck and patio, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete,
tile floor,
home addition,
all that.
Yep, it's all on here. I put you just for the whole scope, and they'll send you your keywords too, so you'll have them in writing, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. All right, central time. Okay. So what I'm going to do next, I'm going to assign a technician to your company and schedule your client interview with your tech. This is where they just do, like, all the fun stuff, okay? Keyword phrases, color scheme of your website, if you want a scheduling feature on there, your Facebook ads, et cetera. All right?
Okay.
Now, before I schedule that for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you. Just outlining our service agreement that everything's month to month here. No contracts.
True.
All right. Now, as far as the billing information goes, is it going to be the 6133 Forest Lane or is it the other address?
Yes, the 6133.
Okay, perfect. All right. So there we go. And the name on the card, is it Kent Talley or is there a middle initial too?
Yeah, it's Kent Talley.
Okay, perfect. And let's see. Oh, the card, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
Let me check it off.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Professional multitasker. Get a return while you're setting this up.
You got it.
Good stuff, man.
Let's see here. It's should be MasterCard on this one. Let's use this one.
Okay. So it should start with a 5. Yeah. I'm ready for that card number when you are.
It's 515-9-4201-6476-8010.
Expiration?
Expiration is 0827.
All right. And the CVC code?
618.
All right. And the name on the card again, it was Kent Talley, right? No middle initial?
That's correct.
Okay.
No middle initial.
All right. So what I'm doing now is I coded out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Okay, heads up on the voice verification, Kent. It'll ask you a few questions that I already asked. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Unique Renovations.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Kent Talley, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, that is June 12th, 2023, in the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th day and the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do apologize, but I was switching over to hands-free when you mentioned of the contractual price. Could you read that statement?
Yeah. So I'll start from the your payment part, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is June 12th, 2023. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th day and the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. My phone does that same thing anytime I go in my truck, you know. So I feel you. Okay, so I actually got a decline too on the card. Sometimes like you have to approve it from your phone or something.
Yeah, it doesn't trust you.
We use TrustWave certification, but I have some clients where they have to like approve it from their phone or something. So either that's the case or I got the card number wrong, you know?
Yeah, I'd have to let them know.
Okay, do you just click something or?
Yeah,
it's a new card.
It's a new card, but I used it one time. But I don't use it all the time.
Okay.
So let me just give you a different card.
Okay. So let me delete this one. So that card's out. And is it the same billing address, 6133 Forest Line?
Yes, it is.
All right. Awesome. Same name on the card too, right? No middle initial?
That's correct.
All right. Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
MasterCard.
All right. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
5153-0763-4184-3872.
Okay. All right. And the expiration?
Expiration is 1225.
12, got it. Okay. And the CBC code?
215.
All right. So what I'm doing now, I already deleted the old card from our system. So now I'm just coding this card out. And what's going to happen, so on your invoice, you'll see two charges, but you'll see one declined, okay? And then one approved. All right. So give me one second. that one declined too. That one came back as insufficient funds. The other one said decline retry transaction.
It's just weird because I'm sitting here looking at the card and looking at the balance. Oh, hold on here. Dude, my bad.
It's all good.
That's I got three from the same company. That's the old one.
Okay. Let me delete that one.
That's the one I don't use. Here's the one I do use in front of it.
Okay.
I should have thrown that one. That card, I should have thrown that out a long time ago.
No worries, brother.
Okay.
Third time's a charm.
Right one.
Ready when you are.
Yeah,
let me know if it's a different than a MasterCard, too, because I got to change it if so.
Yeah, no, it's MasterCard as well.
Okay.
Let me just get some right from here. Let's see here. 3872, yeah, I know that was the wrong one. Okay,
this one here, this one, the black one. There we go. The one that I don't use. Now we're good.
Okay.
Okay. All right, wrong card. Okay. 5172.
Okay.
0523.
Okay.
And I take the like a 0583.
0583. Got it.
So 5178 0583 3853 3853 8054 8054.
Okay. And I'm sorry, say the first four again. Was it 5172?
5178.
Oh, 5178. Okay, I thought I heard that wrong. Okay. All right. And expiration date?
12/24.
Okay. And the CVC code?
645.
All right. Perfect. All right. So let me code that out. So let me repeat, because I think I missed some. Hello? Ah.